During the last decades, new radionuclide-based targeted therapies have emerged as efficient tools for cancer treatment. In particular, since the beginning of the 21st century, the multidisciplinary field of targeted radionuclide therapy has been gaining increasing relevance. Based on metabolic or targeted radiopharmaceuticals, targeted radionuclide therapy allows specific irradiation of localized and disseminated disease with potentially fewer side effects than external beam radiotherapy. This may play an important role in the treatment of the most common and most lethal brain tumor, glioblastoma, where despite the treatment with external beam radiotherapy, nearly 100% of patients will experience a local recurrence. Despite these potential advances, most of the understanding on the biological effects of radiation comes from external beam radiotherapy and cannot be easily extrapolated to targeted radionuclide therapy due to their different physical characteristics. There is an important absence of data for patient-derived cells grown in a microenvironment simulating in vivo conditions, fundamental to impart translational and clinical relevance to the results. Leveraging the expertise of the teams in Portugal and at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in cancer theranostics and radiation oncology, this project at the interface of radiation biomedicine and medical physics aims to provide new preclinical insights in radionuclide therapy by evaluating the translational potential of the theranostic radiopharmaceutical copper 64 chloride in advanced patient-derived 3D cell models representative of the main subtypes of glioblastoma in a precision therapy approach. Taking advantage of the pioneering work at MD Anderson Cancer Center, we will use an ex vivo co-culture tumor model in which the glioma stem cell lines are grafted into human-induced pluripotent stem cell-derived cerebral organoids that will simulate the microenvironment of a human brain and glioblastoma tumor, allowing a more realistic evaluation of the theranostic potential of copper 64 chloride. Finally, the diagnostic potential of copper 64 chloride will be investigated in vivo using mice models established with the glioma stem cells 3D cultures, which is of paramount importance to foster at a later stage, further in vivo therapeutic assays. To accomplish our objectives, we started by evaluating the uptake of copper 64 in two subtypes of the glioma stem cells models, the mesenchymal and the classical. The uptake was measured throughout time in isolated cells and in 3D culture models, and results revealed that there is an increase of the cellular uptake of copper 64 over time, being higher in isolated cells than in the 3D model of the classical subtype and higher in the 3D models of the mesenchymal glioma stem cells than in the isolated cells. Then, we evaluated the cellular viability of glioma stem cells 7 days after incubation with a radionuclide and, in parallel, acquired photographic registries of their physical aspect under the microscope. The viability results indicate that both models have a significant lower viability when exposed to the radionuclide in comparison to the untreated control. In accordance, it was possible to depict that incubation of isolated glioma stem cells with copper 64 hindered the development of new aggregates and lead to cell disaggregation in the 3D structures already formed. The results obtained in these models are expected to bear great therapeutic implications and provide indications regarding the clinical potential of copper 64 chloride for targeted radionuclide therapy in glioblastoma. Furthermore, the validation of advanced patient-derived models of glioblastoma with this radiopharmaceutical will potentiate their future application for the translational evaluation of other target-specific radiopharmaceuticals with emergent theranostic pairs, which are becoming increasingly relevant for cancer therapy.